An arson fire set early Sunday morning, September 10th, consumed the American Legion post in Ketchikan. A suspect, 28-year-old Joseph Shacker Jr., was arrested Sunday afternoon and charged with first-degree arson and reckless endangerment. According to a statement from Ketchikan Police Department Chief Jeff Walls, the fire at the Joseph T. Craig American Legion Post 3 was first reported at about 1:20 a.m. Sunday morning. The Ketchikan Fire Department, along with North and South Tongass Fire Departments, responded to the blaze, which took about 5 hours to contain. A section of Park Avenue, where the American Legion Post is located, was closed to both vehicle and pedestrian traffic while the investigation continued through Monday, September 11th. Investigators are working with the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Shacker Jr. made his first court appearance on the charges Monday afternoon in Ketchikan District Court before Judge Catherine Librand. Public defender Sam Turiff said he had not met with Shacker Jr. yet, but pleaded not guilty on his behalf to the reckless endangerment charge. Turiff did not enter a plea on the felony arson charge, saying he wished to meet with his client first. A preliminary hearing on the felony charge is set for 4 p.m. on September 21st. Bail for the felony charge was set at $100,000. The judge also required a $50,000 appearance bond and that Shacker Jr. have pre-trial supervision. Conditions of release include not going within 100 feet of the American Legion property, electronic monitoring, and a third-party custodian and mental health assessment. Shacker Jr. is currently being held at the Ketchikan Correctional Center. Shacker Jr. is currently under misdemeanor probation. He has 5 previous misdemeanor arrests and 2 felony arrests. Police say additional charges may be filed. They ask if anyone has additional information to contact them at their non-emergency number 907-225-6631. KRBD contacted a representative for the American Legion. A follow-up story is expected at the end of this week or early next week.